Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chicken Talk Radio, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, December the 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Robert Flacker. Again, we're running a little bit late here. It is because it's at 12. Really, I've been sleeping in. Been tough getting past these neurologic tests they just got finished doing on me and getting back onto a regular routine. Not going to really apologize to you about it, but just so you understand, every day here lately hasn't been quite up to schedule. So hopefully we can get that worked out so you guys can expect the show at 12 o'clock. And if you want to start calling in, you can, but otherwise it shouldn't bother everybody a whole lot because we have been getting a lot of phone calls during the show. You guys are understanding and appreciate what we're doing here. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about building commercial rabbit cages. Now, when I say commercial rabbit cage, that is more so a classification than it is a designation. A commercial rabbit cage is suited for a rabbit that is in production for meat production. So if you have a meat breed rabbit that is raising a litter of 12 kits and must be weaned and kept with the mother up until that point, the USDA requires a minimum cage size of 30 by 36 inches. Those are the USDA standards for commercial meat rabbits. So you got to have a 30 by 36 inch cage. Well, the stores have figured it out. The mail order companies, all of them figured it out. They offer a 30 by 30 inch cage for the bucks and think, oh, we'll tell them that and they can save a few dollars. They'll be ready to buy all their doe cages from us as well because we're just going to give them a good deal. So technically, I think you can get by for a buck. You know, if you buy a 30 inch by 30 inch cage for a buck, a lot of people will try to cheat and use those for does too. Doesn't really work that well. If you ever get inspected, you know, they're going to flag you and tell you to comply, and then you'll have to upgrade your cages to 30 by for the does. So it's just easier to start that way. Personally, for symmetrical purposes and lining my walls and my rows with universal size cages, this is a lot easier to plan that way. And you can keep your rows even, and you know it's easier to walk the distance if you have equal footsteps. So stick with 30 by 36 inch cages. There's lots of ways to go about getting them. Bass Equipment, Kluber Dams, they sell pre-made, unassembled cages that are just basically pre-cut wire that have a door put in on them with a latch. So you pay them for the kit. They send you some J-clips, and you put the cage together, and, you know, you hang it whichever fashion you want to hang it, and there you go. You can do about the same thing for a lot less. You know, Bass and Kluber Tans are doing the same thing. They put the little kit in a fancy little cardboard box for you so that you know, you're attracted to it, and it's got a picture of a rabbit cage in there, and, you know, it's about $15 more than what it is mail order, but then again, you're not paying to have it shipped to your door. You can buy those at Tractor Supply most times. I think they're nowadays basically sticking to buck cages, the 30 by 30, because a lot of people use them for pet rabbits. But anyway, here's what I suggest, and this is what we've been doing for years. Kluber Tans is about the best place to go to, K-L-U-B-E-R-T-A-N-Z, Kluber Tans. So you can order a roll of cage wire. When I say cage wire, most people call it four wire, but we don't like snakes getting in there and eating our kits. So we use half by one-inch wire for the entire cage. Some people will use half by one-inch wire for the floor and one-inch by two-inch wire for the sides and top. Trouble is, old black snake or racer or anything like that, they'll go right through that side wire and go in there, and they'll clean your nest out. You'll find a big fat snake sitting in the floor of your cage, and mama rabbit, she'll be raising a fuss. But They might even have killed it by then. So what you want to do is you want to take half inch by 1 inch wire, and you want to figure out which direction you want it to head in. When you order a roll of wire, the half by one will run horizontally or it'll run vertically. And you'll need to figure that out when you're making your plans to build your cages as far as which way you want your droppings to fall through the wire, because that's the biggest decision that's involved with which way the wire is going to run. Things is when rabbits, and I don't care what kind of rabbit you have, when they've been living in a cage for very long, they pull that hair when they had their kids, and they also shed hair from time to time, and it builds up on the bottom of the cage. And so eventually the droppings will start having trouble falling through the wire because the hair is built up on the floor of the cage. And it doesn't build up in a mass very easily. Usually it just falls through the wire and then gets stuck on the wire as it's falling through. The hair does. So you have to take a torch and burn that off from time to time. Well, so where we're left with now is that we've got to have the floor wire to build the cage with. And you can buy it in 100 or 150-foot roll. I think nowadays you can even buy it in a larger roll than that, but we used to buy it in 150-foot roll. We buy 36-inch wire. We buy it in 150-foot roll, and we have it shipped to our door. Well, we were lucky. My dad worked at a plant that took commercial deliveries, and we could have it freighted a lot cheaper to the plant where my dad worked at than we could have it freighted to our door. And we saved a buku that way. So if you know somebody that's got a commercial entity with loading dock that can set freight deliveries, that's your best route to go. Have it freighted to that location. So you buy this wire. Now what are you going to do? Well, it's in a roll. It's round. When you unroll it, it's going to be still round. You're going to have a way to flatten it out. Believe it or not, you can do it with your own bare hands. It's not a whole lot of trouble, and it's perfectly adequate for a rabbit. Some people get real fancy and use presses and weights and things like that, but you don't really need to. Some things you are going to need. You're going to need a good pair of J-clip pliers. So, you know, they're a pair of pliers that are made to close a pre-manufactured cage clip called a J-clip. It's made out of flat metal tin. It's in the shape of a J, and it's made to hold pieces of cage wire together. So you're going to need that good pair, maybe the pair that Bass Equipment sells. That's a real good pair. You're going to need that pair of J-clip pliers. And you're going to need a pair of flush-cut pliers. They kind of look like something you would trim a horse's hoof with, but they're small and they're made for cutting wire. You can find them at Lowe's. You can order them from a cage company, like Bass or Klubertans. And so anyway, your sides, they need to be equally 18 by 30 or 18 by 36, whichever side you're working on. The top is the same side as the floor. You're going to cut your sides and your floor and your top, and you're going to J-clip them all together. At that point, you're going to determine the size of your door, and that's something that's more personal preference. There's probably a lot of literature you could study on that, but here's what you need to take into account. You know what size nest you're going to be using. You know if you're going to make wooden nests. You know if you're going to buy commercial metal nests that are pre-made. Those nests have to fit through that door. You've got to be able to easily take that rabbit in and out that door when she's got to go to the buck's cage to be bred, because the doe always goes to the buck's cage. She's going to kick a little bit coming out because you're not going to be able to properly hold her until you've actually got her out of the cage. You're going to pick her up by the haunch, behind the head, on top of the neck, in front of the shoulders. That's how you're going to pick her up, and you're going to pull her out of that cage. So anyway, those are a couple things you got to take into account. And while we're talking about that, that door is going to have some type of guard around the edges of the wire so that when you're reaching in and out of it, you don't scratch your arm on the cut wire. So you can do a couple of things. They make a wire guard that you can order. It's this little channel that you can order, and it's pre-cut. And it slides right over the wire, and it guards you from getting cut. There's some other types of industrial material that you can buy that does the same thing. You might be able to find something in siding section. I'm not going to give you a direct recommendation because I don't want to be the one that's responsible for telling you that you've gotten the wrong thing. But you can find some other things similar to that if you study it close enough that you can buy locally and it'll do the same thing. So that's generally the only part of the cage you're going to have to protect the size of the wire, because none of the other edges are going to ever come in contact with you. You're going to need a latch for the door. When you're working with wire, you can't make homemade latches. You need a pre-made door latch. The spring latches are the best kind. They've got a little ring and a hook. The ring that you can put your finger through and a hook, it'll hook it to the side of the cage. One goes around the door, another, and the hook itself goes onto the cage. Once you've got all that done, you've got your cage ready and it needs to be hung. You can either build a wood frame and that's suitable for hanging maybe 15 or 20 cages. And that'll suit your purposes. To tell you the truth, we got by for years and years doing something real simple. We took two 2x4s, 10-foot long, and that's good for 3 cages, 9 foot, each cage being 36 inches. And we put a 2x4 at the top of the cage, at the top height of the cage. So where we wanted the top of that cage at, we nailed that 2x4 to the wall. Then we nailed the bottom 2x4 at the lower end of the cage. So if the cage was 18 inches tall, we would measure down from the top of that 2x4 that we put for the top of the cage. We would measure down to 18 inches, and that's where the bottom of the lower 2x4 would be attached at. So that was there for support and to keep the cage level. And all you've got to do after that is simply toenail some nails in the top 2x4 so that the top of that cage is level when you hang it on those toenailed nails. Well, that's all it takes to hang a rabbit cage. You toenail those nails into that top 2x4. When the cage rests down on those nails, the bottom half of the cage is going to rest on that lower 2x4, and it's going to hang level, straight, and secure. Well, a rabbit's not going to be more than what you can hold in there. So you can do that for your whole barn. You know, you just go around and put those 2x4s on the wall, hang your cages. You'll be ready for your water bottles. You're going to need to cut a hole in the cage for your gay feeder or whatever type of feeder you're going to use. We've already discussed recommending the gay feeder in a former episode, but we'll go ahead and mention it just in case. Gay feeders with lid and a fine filter on the bottom is what we would use, and you just cut a hole small enough for the gay to go through. But so your cages are built, and you have a way to hang them. You just need to plan out how you're going to hang them in your barn so that you can maintain them. We don't like putting bucks in between those. We keep our bucks in one section of the barn. When you keep your bucks in between your does, they will spray all over your does. They will spray all over the wall. They will spray on you. So they just spin around in a circle and they spray out a spray of urine. So keep your bucks in one section of the barn. Well, folks, we're coming to a close. Keep those waterers unfrozen for all your critters. Keep them well fed. Keep them happy. Keep your wife happy. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to Chicken Talk Radio. Visit chickensforsale.us. Have a nice day. Bye.